You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are now listening to the J-Dub 561 Show.
J-Dub 561 Show.
The J-Dub 561 Show. Playing the hottest Christian hip-hop, pop, and rock in the universe.
Here we go!
Yo! What is going on? It's your boy, J-Dub 561. We have an amazing show for you today. Thanks for tuning in. No, the radio station did not change. You're still listening to 89.9 WCNO. We're so glad that you tuned in. But hey, my name is J-Dub, and this is the J-Dub 561 Show, and we got an amazing lineup for you today. But it's going to be a little bit different. I've been so blessed with this show to bring different angles, different people, different interviews, all kinds of cool things. And today on the show, I have a fiction author who's coming out with a brand new book this Tuesday. The book drops this Tuesday, November 2nd. The book is called Yeshua's Thief. The author is R.E. Addison, and he is in the studio with me right now. That's right. He's in the studio with me right now. And we are going to be giving away a couple of his books. So if you want to get a free copy, I'd love for you to call in. Call in anytime. We're going to be taking these calls throughout the show. The number is 888-221-8990. We got some free books. He's also got some mugs, coffee mugs, and we're just giving it all away because that's how we do, baby. It's all about love here on the J-Dub 561 Show. Again, it's R.E. Addison. The book is Yeshua's Thief, and we're giving away free copies. So write down this number. Call in, and we're going to do some fun things with it. The number, again, is 888-221-8990. And you're like, well, what's the book all about? Well, you just stick around. Stick around. We're going to tell you. It's really, really good. All right, so here we go. We're going to get in with our first song here. Still 40 Deep Wande. This is the J-Dub 561 Show, 89.9 FM, WCNO. Keep it locked.
Gray headphones in on the iPod, brother, I was honed in. It was 116, even back then. I tried to send a couple lyrics, but they won't send back to it. I was on YouTube trying to rap to it. Crazy, I'm sitting here making tracks to it. I was running laps to it. It's that 912 real rap music. Boy, I came out of Glen, what you know about me? Yeah, I signed a dotted line, but my heart's still free. And my car's still free. 054 Focus and the gas still cheap. Clicked up 40 deep with the whole gang. I got a pocket full of pennies, cause I'm so changed. I got the real thing, you can have your gold chain. Told y'all, underdog, I'ma roll to the mall, but I'm still gon' sneak my money. 40 deep. Clicked up 40 deep. Clicked up 40 deep. Clicked up 40 deep.
Ninth grade in the winter when I peep the gift. Okay. Spin me in the action season looking too legit. Without a mouth fall, I ain't talking about the click. I'm talking about the one that say, girl, from the life grip. Amen, amen. God working in me, I ain't the same man. Trying to study the word, this ain't no hangman. By the way you living, can they tell he on your brain fam? Yeah, it's my job in this thing, yeah, that you're by crew. And I with the XDS, yeah, that 512. You can see we on a mission from the way we living. Everybody on the shine, Jesus keep us driven. If you see me rock a chain, in that symbolism, cause we came to set him free with the two we spittin'. Yeah, it's 116, cause we living on a shine. New school, but the message still the same. Clicked up 40 deep.
40 deep. Clicked up 40 deep. Clicked up 40 deep. Clicked up 40 deep.
Fixin' to raise the meter, the meter, the meter,
the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter to Aquafina. I need her, 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 I need her. Yeah, we fixing to raise the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter to Aquafina. I need her, 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 I need her. Worry about my life, got my stomach in a knot. To God whispered to me, oh how quickly you forgot to. Backslidden Christian, oh he into fixing posture. When he raised me to heaven, dropping and I'm in the lobby. I'm sipping hot toddy, I found a little hottie. She said that she got me, I trust in the Lord. My Bible, my shoddy, I found a new hobby. My hobby is catching bodies for the body. I see God in copy, I don't follow trends. I'm in it forever, let mercy reign. I'm under the weather, these demons can never, these devils can never. I thrive in the heat, my spiritual sweater, you hear me? I was tripping, rebel sipping, but God is different. No, I'm defensive, Scottie Pippen, East St. Louis bread, now Boopy spirit led. We fixing to raise the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter to Aquafina. I need her, 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 I need her. Yeah, we fixing to raise the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter to Aquafina. I need her, 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 I need her.
Mike goes be up through the ceiling. My skull well up full of vision. My soul floating, lose a villain. My crew coast on true and living. They on my line, asking for lines. I know they calling. They with the rhyme, they with the bounce, like it's New Orleans. I got the truth, I want you to lose whatever you lost. Breathe them fumes and get you a coffee. Ice cold, maestro, telescope, top shelf, never slow. Life goes, never fold. With my bro, feed us Fiji when we roll up on the sea. That's where we going, you should scroll up.
We fixin' to raise the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter to Aquafina. I need her, 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 I need her. Yeah, we fixin' to raise the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter, the meter to Aquafina. I need her, 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 I need her.
Probably sounds better. Hey, what's going on? That was Raise the Meter by Tori Deshawn. Before that, we had Still 40 Deep by Wande. My name is JDub561. You are listening to the JDub561 show on 89.9 FM WCNO. We are live right now on Instagram. Hold on, wait a minute. Okay, now we're live on Instagram. If you want to catch us, check us out there. It's the Instagram is JDUB561. And in the studio today, I have pastor and author R.E. Addison of the new book, Yeshua's Thief. This book comes out on Tuesday, November 2nd, and we are giving away free copies today. Eric, his full name, R.E. Addison, but he goes by Eric. Eric, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing wonderful today.
So good to have you on the show. So excited about the book. We're going to get into the book a little bit later in the show. But before people just listening right now, can you just tell them what kind of book this is? Is it historic or what is this book? What's it about?
Well, it's historical fiction. And what it means is this takes an obscure character that happens in the crucifixion story. And then it tells his backstory and it tells about his son wanting a relationship with his dad. And when he catches up to him, he's at the cross with being crucified next to Jesus.
So historical fiction. So for those of us like me who, you know, had the philosophy in school, C's make degrees, that means it's not true, but it's based on true stuff.
It's based on true stuff. So all the stuff that is biblical in the novel is truly from the Bible, but it actually takes a family from Galilee. And what I wanted to do was write a story that was a broken family's look at the cross. And what would it be like to live in that day and live in a family that would be very much mirroring what is going on in our society today, looking at Jesus and witnessing all of the stuff that's happening.
Nice. Well, guys, the book is called Yeshua's Thief. We are giving away copies today. We got two or three copies in here, plus we got some mugs we want to give away. We just want to give you guys some free stuff. So call in and first three, four, five people to call in will get free stuff. The number is 888-221-8990. Again, 888-221-8990. And also, we're live on Instagram. Hey, we got our first caller. Let's check it out. Might be giving away a book here. Hello, JDub561. Who is this?
Hey, I was calling about the free book.
All right. What's your name?
My name's Marco.
Marco?
Yes, sir.
Marco, so glad you called in. We're going to get you this free book, and I think Eric has a pen. He's going to autograph it for you right now. And just hang on the line. Hang on the line for a little bit. We want to get your address, and we'll get your number, and we'll give you a call back to get it to you. Okay, Marco?
All right, that's wonderful.
Just hold on the line 1 second. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, we're good to go. Marco, we'll give you a call back. Thanks for calling in, and thanks
Thank you,
for
Marco.
Listening, brother. God bless you.
All right, God bless you.
Thank you, Marco. Bye-bye.
All right, there we go. That's how it's done, baby. That's how it's done, baby. That's how it's done. Anybody can call in here. It's a J-Dub 5-6-1 show. You don't know what's going to happen next. But hey, we're giving away free books. Keep listening. Next up, we got Willie, No Big Deal, Andy Mineo. Let's go.
God made me fresh.
Calvero. Okay.
931-615. Lil Dilly from the bottom of the mouth. I ain't gotta have a strap. I still get him with the rap. Hating Dilly, man, you gotta be an idiot. In fact, took the monkey off, then I put the city on my back. Country boy, but I hang around city slickers. This the shh, well, I got it at the kitty litter. If my brother need a dollar, he gon' get a tenner. Yeshua of Nazareth was not a penny pincher. How you got it out the mud and never been muddy? Wise man, no, he don't really know nothing. Every night I got a demon saying post some. This an everyday struggle, not a joke, buddy.
I said peace to the industry, I do it alone. I'm a beast, you a swish a sweet. You don't want the smoke, you a tweet. I'm reality, Paris and Nicole. I know arrogance can feel like heroin inside a dome. It's imperative to get embarrassed when you hit a low. And the heritage that I inherited is all I know. I'm not American, my mama's surrogate. If you got ears, you can hear. Then when he appear again, I'm gone.
Get jiggy with it, get it jumping like a new Miss Piggy with it. Make the family proud like it had penny in it. Bulletproof vest on the chest like Fitty with it. Oh yeah, you tryna flex on me, don't be silly. Wild Wild West, and yes, I'm Big Willie. Dressed like I came here fresh from West Philly. Who gon' protect your neck, inspect the deck.
God made me do it, God made me fresh. When they tell me no, I hit maybe yes. Thought I'm playing checkers, man, I'm playing chess. My baby said, let's have a baby, I said, baby steps, look. Big Billy, Big Dilly, the Fresh Prince like I'm in Philly, said they shooters, but they Ben Simmons, the pen silly. I talk like I got 10 milli in my pocket right now, you can't tell me nothing. Man, I'm doing what I want, it isn't for discussion. If it's number one spots, then you know I'm gonna for it. Independent artist, gotta have a pocket and a stomach for it. I already know what you want. I don't wanna hear you rapping in your new song. Rather take a street food tour through Wuhan. Cause y'all about a solid ass udon. Who want what? My jewels untucked, my mood unstuck. My barbershop ain't open, so I'm too uncut. I thank God with two arms up, my mood done up. But still ain't got nothing left to prove what's up. Ayy.
Get jiggy with it, get it jumping like a new Miss Piggy with it. Make the family proud like it had penny in it. Bulletproof vest on the chest like Fitty with it. Yeah, you tryna flex on me, don't be silly. Wild Wild West, and yes, I'm Big Willie. Dressed like I came here fresh from West Philly. Who gon' protect your neck, inspect the deck.
I was happy just being myself. Yeah, I know who to call when I need help. I talk to God, I ain't talking to myself. But when I do that, now I'm back to feeling good again. Why they label me a hooligan? If you took an L, it feels so good. But I got God on my side. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't wanna see anything that's not you. I won't even go, I don't care if that's rude. But I'm at it though, yeah. I pray to God he never let me go, yeah. You know how bad I get on my own, yeah. Driving in a V6, I don't need to take pics. I don't need a flex, needs God when I'm blessed. Not just when I'm down, wrote this for myself. Can't do this alone, no. Yeah, I
was happy just being myself. Yeah, I know who to call when I need help. I talk to God, I ain't talking to myself. But when I do that, now I'm back to feeling good again. Why they label me a hooligan? If you took an elephant, it's good. But I got God on my side. Yeah,
when I'm low and I need a lift, yeah. On my own, I won't make it here. I can't balance it, in the night I'm battling. But I talk to God again, then I know just who I am, yeah. I feel free when I'm just being myself. I remember 2018, almost drove off of the rails. I can see you in my dreams, it's a beautiful scene, yeah. I have faith and just believe, I can feel it, now I'm here. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was happy just being myself. Yeah, I know who to call when I need help. I talk to God, I ain't talking to myself. But when I do that, now I'm back to feeling good again. Why they label me a hooligan? If you took an elephant, it's good. But I got God on my side. Yeah.
Sometimes I could be more honest than I'm gracious. Should be present, but I'm often in the future like a spaceship. Worried when I know that God will take care of my situations. I'm facing, I'm placing all of my trust in the one who made me. Location don't matter, I'm covered wherever I go. Chicago down to LA, even in New York, Ohio, Atlanta, my people prospering. This is streets revival or renaissance, if you will. We recommend that you chill and goodwill, and that's real, huh?
Yeah, I was happy just being myself. Yeah, I know who to call when I need help. I talk to God, I ain't talking to myself. But when I do that, now I'm back to feeling good again. Why they label me a hooligan? If you took an elephant, it's good. But I got God on my side. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy J-Dub. That was God on My Side by Social Club Misfits and Ty Brazel. Before that, we had Really Note by No Big Deal and Andy Mineo. You are listening to the J-Dub 561 Show on 89.9 FM WCNO. And we are here live in the studio. I'm also live on Instagram. And we got in the studio author of a brand new book that comes out this Tuesday. The book is called Yeshua's Thief by R.E. Addison. And we are actually giving away free copies of this book today. We've already given away one. All you have to do is call in. The number is 888-221-8990. We already gave away a signed copy to Marco, who called in a little bit ago. You can call in now. You can call in throughout the show and get yourself a free copy of the book. And if we run out of books, we got some Yeshua's Mornings coffee mugs to give away as well. So again, the number is 888-221-8990. Make sure you call in to get yourself a free copy of this book, Yeshua's Thief. It's a really creative historical fiction novel, and we're going to get into that. Again, I have the author in the studio, but first I want to give a shout out to today's sponsor. This show, this radio program, would not be possible without our sponsors, and today's sponsor is a monthly sponsor, Our Community Table. They feed over 1,000 people in the community every single month, and you can sign up to be a part of that giving away food.
It's
here in Martin County by going to their website, ourcommunitytable.org, and just registering to be a volunteer. And they cook. There's options to cook. You can put together the meals, or you could be on the distribution team. So thank you so much to Our Community Table for your continued support. And also, that's for Our Community Table. Thank you. Thank you. You guys are amazing. I love you guys. And, you know, thank you for your support, and thank you for what you're doing in the community. Eric.
Yes.
A.K.A. R.E. Addison.
R.E. Addison. Richard Eric Addison.
There you go, man. Well, we've already given away one book. I can't wait to give away more books today. So we were talking a little bit before, earlier in the break, about Yeshua's Thief. It's a historical fiction novel.
It is.
And you said that you drew out a character from history, obscure character. Who is the obscure character that is Yeshua's thief.
Okay, it's one of the thieves on the cross. And there's one real moment in history that's all we really know about the thief on the cross. There's a couple of traditions that have a name for him, the Catholic tradition and the Greek Orthodox tradition, and they call him Dismas. And so I did name the thief on the cross Dismas in the story.
Interesting.
But it's about his son, Ezekiel, who is looking for a relationship with his father. And he's given a gift by his father when he's young, mm-hmm. and told to hang on to it, keep it safe. Please don't sell it. Don't do anything with it. I will return for it one day. And then his dad just disappears. And so later on, Ezekiel ends up selling this gift to buy fishing boats so that he can make a life for him and the woman he loves, Rena. Mm-hmm. And that's what the thief stole. So it makes it a little more interesting because you're looking at this through the eyes of a son who doesn't have much of a relationship with his dad. And then when he gets to the cross, he owns a part of the reason why his father's there.
Awesome, dude. So if you're listening here and you didn't catch that, so Yeshua's thief, when Jesus died on the cross, the Bible teaches us that there was two criminals being crucified with Jesus. So there's three people that were crucified all at the same time, and you got Jesus, and then you had two other criminals that we know, one to be a thief. So that's the character that this book draws on. It's so creative. And let me ask you this, Eric. How did you come up with the idea? What was the spark that said, okay, you know, make a book about the thief on a cross? What was your...
Originally it was a musical that we had at the church, and I wrote the musical, and we needed something, and we wanted to do a story for Good Friday that wasn't like every other crucifixion story, because we kind of play this out and play it out and play it out.
Sure.
We wanted a new perspective.
Yeah.
And so I was driving at Christmas time with my family late at night to our place in Alabama, where we kind of go, our whole family owns place, mm-hmm. Place there, and driving late at night because it's just easier with traffic, and my family was all asleep, and I'm just praying and driving and just kind of listening to the sound of the road.
Praying with your eyes open, right?
Right, hopefully, okay. Yeah. We did make it, so.
Okay.
Came up with this idea because as a youth pastor, I can tell you all the students that came through our youth ministry, I can tell you the ones that had a good relationship with their dad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I wanted a character that was a part of the story that really also highlighted the importance of fatherhood.
Interesting.
Our society seems to diminish the importance of fatherhood right now, because a lot of people are missing that in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of folks are dealing with this issue. They don't even know that it's an issue they're dealing with. But the reality is that fathers are so important in the lives of teenagers and adult kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to look at the idea of the thief on the cross because he must have had a family. And it must have been a broken one. And it led real easy into the fact that if he had a son, his son would be looking, mm-hmm. or longing for a relationship with him.
Very interesting, Eric.
So that's kind of where it came out of. When we got to where we were going, I sat down and wrote the play in about 45 minutes,
which
is unusual for me because I'm a very slow author. And it just started flowing. I wrote, mm-hmm. it out.
That's how the good ones come.
Well, and then when we were presenting it to the senior pastor, he wanted three different scripts, and he would help choose which one we got. I didn't, mm-hmm. tell him I wrote it.
Gotcha.
I just put it with two others,
mm-hmm.
and he picked this one, and we didn't tell him until the last night of the performance. And I didn't even tell him at all. It was somebody that let the cat out of the bag that was a part of part of the production.
So let me ask you this. So you wrote the original screenplay for the musical.
Stage play, yes.
Stage play in 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. But how long did it take you to complete this book? Because I'm sure we have people out there that are interested in writing, and they write, and they'd like. How long did it take you from the point that you're done with the screenplay and they say, you know what, let's turn this into something more? From that point, how long did it take you to complete the book?
You have to remember that I was also doing a master's program at the same time.
Okay.
And I'd kind of shelved it for a little while. I got about three quarters of the way through it and just had some other priorities in my life and shelved it until all of a sudden I get this publishing contract. and I had to finish it. Mm. And I had to finish it at a time when I was doing a capstone project for my master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to ever thank God for COVID, but I do when in regards to this,
mm-hmm.
because I got COVID.
Gave you time.
And I had 2 weeks of quarantine where it was just me.
Yeah.
And I was able to finish everything with the book, finish the stuff with my master's degree program,
mm-hmm.
and get everything done that I felt like God was calling me to do. And then went through the arduous process of editing. And
so in all, what would you say? I mean,
2 to 3 years.
2 to 3 years. Okay.
Because I was writing on other projects, because I was doing, sure. other things. If I were to do this straight through, and if I was doing what my schedule is today, I could probably have it done in a year.
Gotcha. Well, that's good. That's good. That's good. But you know what? Some people are out there just like you, right. that have struggles, and we got real lives. We got real,
right.
jobs.
Absolutely.
And you have to fit it in when you can fit it in. So I think it's a mm-hmm. inspiration and maybe a glimmer of hope that somebody out there is struggling to write a book, myself, that's not getting it done in a year. It's okay to take,
right.
3 years. So that's
it
good.
Is, absolutely.
The author is R.E. Addison. He's in the studio right now. The book is Yeshua's Thief. We're giving away free copies. We've already given away one. I want to give away two more free copies of this book, signed, okay? The number is 888-221-8990. We're live on Instagram. Shout out to Instagram. You guys can call in, too. It's an 800 number. You call in anywhere. Oh, we got a call. We got a call. Let's put it on the air. JW561, who's this?
Hey, this is John.
Hey, John, how you doing, sir?
Doing well, thanks. Just listening to your show and the gentleman talking about writing his book.
Fantastic. Well,
thank you, John.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. So, John, hey, Karen, do we got John's number? We got your number, John. We're going to get you a signed autographed book from R.E. Addison. I hope you enjoy it. I appreciate you listening to the show and calling in.
Hey, that's outstanding. Thanks, guys, so much, and way to be a model of perseverance there.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, John.
God bless you, brother.
All right, you guys have a great afternoon. Thank you so much.
You too. God bless. Well, that's it, guys. Up next right now on the show, we have Glory by What Up RG, and it's easy, just as easy as that. Just call in, and we get you the book.
Yo.
God bless. Let's
Whoa.
Go.
Whoa. Whoa. Holy. Yes. Huh. Huh. Whoa. Pull up on 10 with ease. Know what it meant to be. Money don't grow on trees. Son got a hands on me. Gloria, gloria, Dios. Gloria, gloria, Dios. Gloria, gloria, Dios. Gloria, gloria, Dios. I've been in my A. Promise I'm on my way. Ain't no time to waste. Till daddy back and stays. Grandma got her visa. She about to take a plane. Shout out to Alicia. Her son about to take the game. Ain't no worries. Ain't no hurry. I buy really fighting for me. No side, no me. That's lil' holy. I'm on 10 with all my woadies. I've been good. I'm okay. Dodging bull. I'm on a whole nother level, I'm dodging the devil. They're hitting my line and I block. Finally better, they watching novellas. But I need the drama to stop. This that gleam, this that super speed. Skirt skirt on the beat. This that beam, this that 116. You can't touch the team. Pull up on 10 with ease. Know what it meant to be. Money don't grow on trees. Son got a hands on me. Gloria, gloria, Dios. Gloria, gloria, Dios. Gloria, gloria, Dios. Gloria, gloria, Dios.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Tu fidelidad. I remember screaming that off the top in the south. Blow it up, Gloria, yeah, whoa. Ay, night and ay, day. Youngin' with the Royal Range. Boy Scout, had them toys out from the AG on the day. Whoa, missionary minded, ain't no way around it. Got the understand about it. Timmy told me, go, I got it. Yeah, thank you, rain my soul days. Thank you, mama, you prayed. I never forgot how you gon' stop Miami Dade. Pull it to the studio, run it like Rufio. This ain't even finished, bro. But I got my own studio. What?
Pull up on 10 with ease. Know what it meant to be. Money don't grow on trees. Son got a hands on me. Gloria, gloria, Dios. Gloria, gloria, Dios. Gloria, gloria, Dios. Gloria, gloria, Dios. Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of mercy.
Yeah, yeah.
Got that Martin, yup. Daddy told me pray for Jimmy Swagger. I always did it, I'm just charismatic, yeah. I only sip the finest stuff on earth. This track is hitting hard, I call it Wigglesworth. Can't believe that Andy sold like 30 stacks. sparkles, then you know I drank. Mix that cranberry juice, so now we sipping pink. Rapping slow, this track is throat. Rap the king like it's lamp mode. New York, my mind state. Malico on that white plate. Rooftop like it's 88. Uptown with my kinfolk. Eastville where they blow smoke. I sip slow, I don't choke. October 31st, I toast to Martin Luther. December 31st, we pop that Martinelli. Boys is doing shots, my homies didn't blink. Team's down a clown, I got that sparkling drink. Pulling up like the night is ours. Shorty's getting turnt at the bridal shower. Yeah, the beat dropped, but they wasn't ready. Yeah, champagne glass with the Martinelli. Hey, champagne glass with the Martinelli. Champagne glass with the Martinelli. The beat dropped, but they wasn't ready. Champagne glass with the Martinelli. You know I never got that bottle service. Nah, I brought a bottle to the Christmas service. Yeah, Taylor told me drink and make her nervous. I looked her in the face like, girl, just drink that Martinelli. 30 empty bottles, ain't nobody faded. You know I'm double fisting cause my homies made it. Brian hit me like, tonight we getting nice. I told him bring the buckets, I would bring the ice. I got that. Glasses in the air, if you don't ride along my hand, they on that dance floor and they sipping on that cider. Got that Nelly in my system, I'm a lover, not a fighter. Say them boys is on that Sosa, cause them boys is looking lighter, right? About to mess around and spend 150. Walking to the store like, where the Martinelli? I just mess around and spend 150. Yeah, I'm walking at the store, I got that Martinelli. Pulling up like the night is ours. Shorty's getting turnt at the bridal shower. The beat dropped, but they wasn't ready. Champagne glass with the Martinelli. Champagne glass with the Martinelli. Champagne glass with the Martinelli. The beat dropped, but they wasn't ready.
No.
Champagne glass with that Martinelli.
I got all my people with me. Yeah. Wifey says she wanna sippy. Yeah. I know your parents hate the drinking.
Sure they do.
But it's all good cause this right here, that Martinelli. Uptown and Alex, so much Nelly. They brought pallets on my tent. Still got balance in my liver, got no damage, no.
Nada.
I'm about that good time, homie, no regrets. Shoe game too strong, I don't wanna flex.
No flexing.
Look at I'm a honeymooner, me and wifey in Aruba, and we bout to hit the scuba. She said take out the trash, what I look like, I'm the super. She ain't think that's funny, I'ma do it, alright, alright, alright. I got a game plan,
tell em.
Leaving in the same car that we came in.
Tell em.
When that Nelly's in the system, ain't no telling if we twisted or we isn't. They be yelling now.
Pulling up like the night is ours. Shorty's getting turnt at the bridal shower. The beat dropped, but they wasn't ready. Champagne glass with the Martinelli.
It's time for the new.
See, I don't want it no more. The life that I live, man, I gave it up. Berserk was a monster, that moniker, I made it up. Learned to hustle hard, but I didn't even save a buck. Had to call it quits, now they scared to even say what up. Wonder where I gone, check that Bible right in front of ya. On the other side, like that brother Michael W. Smith got a gift and I'm using it to glorify. Him full of sin was this man, I was sure to die. Thought I had it all, how long could I support a lie? Cause I knew the way was the truth and there was more to my life, so I go way beyond the blue with it. Always had a passion, out of Holy Spirit using it. If my God got away, you know I'm choosing it. And fight the good fight of faith, never losing it. Yeah, so how can I deny the Most High? El Shaddai, Eliyuna Adonai. Used to be a big boy, spitting fire, till I realized that I was nothing but a liar. Try to do the math, but it wasn't add enough. Cause I thought I had it all, but really I had enough. Be easy. I let that go, believe me. Had to say goodbye to that show. He freed me from all the hate and lust. Now, in Christ alone, I'ma place my trust. Jesus, he's a hero to most, but he's everything to me. It's in him that I boast. my maxi priest. I just wanna be close, so take me a little deeper, fill me with the ghost. See, back then I was a prisoner of war. Every time I dared to move, I couldn't get up off the floor. A straight criminal, breaking every law, till I felt your love and all I wanted was some more. You're the only reason I'm alive in the first place. You never treated me like I was the worst case. You'd rather see me home than me stranded on third base. Pulled out the white flag, that was my birthplace. I'm born again, I was bought with a price. Don't worry about calling me nice, all glory to Christ. How can I not be moved by your sacrifice? You gave up the ghost so I could live in paradise. Used to be a big boy, spitting fire, till I realized that I was nothing but a liar. Trying to do the math, but it wasn't adding up, cause I thought I had it all, but really I had enough. Be easy, killer, I let that go. Believe me, had to say goodbye to that show. He freed me from all the hate and lust. Now, in Christ alone, I'ma place my trust. I'm a Christian. Listen, I'm a Christian rapper. I'm a Christian. Listen, I'm a Christian rapper. I'm a Christian. Listen, I'm a Christian rapper. Cause Christ come first and the rest come after. I'm a Christian. Listen, I'm a Christian rapper. I'm a Christian. Listen, I'm a Christian rapper. Got off my high horse to point charter the master. Cause Christ come first and I'm after. I'm straight edge, but I ain't CM Punk. Sammy only feeds for Jesus now, so you never see him drunk. I had to guard my temple, surrender it all. Give it up to the Messiah, writing fire like Paul. The Lord is taking off my chains. I declare it every day, no more aches and pains. As far as the east is from the west, I confess that I'm second to the one God bless.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
All right, all right. That was 2 Samuel and his song Christ, In Christ Alone. Before that, we had Martinelli by Wordsplay and Andy Mineo. This is J-Dub 561. You are listening to the J-Dub 561 show on 89.9 FM WCNO, taking God's message and God's word to the people in a whole different way. We are live on Instagram right now. If you want to join us there, my Instagram is JDUB561. That's JDUB561. Check us out in the studio right now, live with me. I have author, pastor, R.E. Addison, and who is dropping a brand new book on November 2nd, Yeshua's Thief. That's right, Yeshua's Thief. And we were just talking earlier about how long, several years he put in the making of this book. And it's really amazing book. It comes out November 2nd. Now, we've been giving away free books, guys. I got some good news. I got some good news and got some bad news. The bad news is we're out.
We're out of books.
The good news is Eric brought cups, and the cups say, coffee mugs. They say, my morning begins with Yeshua. Very cool black matte finish with a green interior. You definitely want to get one of these books.
These mugs. Mugs. Yeah.
If you want a free Yeshua coffee mug, now look, we've already given away the book. Shout out to Marco, John, and Jeff who got their free copy of Yeshua's Thief coming. If you want a free My Mornings Begins with Yeshua, it's totally free, coffee mug, you can call in. The number is 888-221-8990. Again, that number is 888-221-8990. And if you are listening on, watching on Instagram, you can get a mug. You can call in. Anywhere in the world, you can call into the show right now with this this free number, 888-221-8990. I got two mugs that I want to give away to the first two people to call in here to the show. 888-221-8990. Call in and get this coffee mug. You won't regret it. There's some kind of a cool card in here. What's this about, Eric?
Oh, that just takes you to my website and some other stuff. If you scan the QR code on the back. I also do some speaking engagements, so if you ever wanted to book me, you can put me on. You can catch me there.
Oh, we got a call. We got a call. Here we go. Here we go. J-Dub 561 show. Who is this?
God bless you.
God bless you. Who am I speaking with?
Doretha.
Doretha, well, thank you so much for calling. We are going to hook you up with this coffee mug that says, My Mornings Begin with Yeshua. How's that sound?
That sounds beautiful, beautiful. Oh, praise the Lord.
And you got her number? Okay, I'm going to call you back after the show, get your address, and we're going to mail this out to you, okay?
All right, thank you.
God bless you, and thanks for listening.
All right, y'all doing a beautiful job.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Well, guys,
all right, God bless.
God bless. Well, guys, there you go. It's as easy as that. You call it. We've almost given away everything here
almost.
Today. Come
we
on.
One more coffee
one
mug.
One time for woohoo. That's what we call success.
Right.
We got one coffee mug left. I want to give this away. I know it's going to bless you. It's a really beautiful coffee mug. It says, "My morning begins with Yeshua." The number again is 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. We got one coffee mug left I want to give away. But in the studio with me right now is the author of Yeshua's Thief, R.E. Addison. Now, you mentioned a QR code, and you have something that goes along with this book that I want to talk about because I think it's really cool.
Okay.
Because there's ministry. Oh, wait a minute. We got a call.
We got a call.
All right. JDub 561 Show, who is this?
Heather.
Heather, how you doing?
I'm good. And you?
I'm very, very good. And you are the final winner of the last coffee mug.
The last one.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Karen, we have Heather's number. We got your number. We're going to call you back after the show to get your address to mail this out to you, okay?
Okay, thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Have a great day. Well, there you go.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you go, guys. That's how it's done. We have now given away
everything.
All the books and all the coffee mugs.
I will have to bring more next time I
Woo-hoo!
Do this.
There you go, man. Thank
That's
you guys so,
cool. so
much for listening. I hope you are enjoying the show, enjoying the music. Like I was saying, I got author R.E. Addison in the studio, the author of the new book, Yeshua's Thief. Comes out this Tuesday. You can get it. Go to your local Christian bookstore. If they don't have it, ask them to order it. They can get it in.
They can.
And it's a really interesting book about the thief on the cross. And
right.
Now, what I was getting at here before we took the caller is there's a ministry aspect at the back of this book.
Yes, there is.
Can you tell us a little bit about that and what's that all about and why did you want to put that in there?
Well, one of my former pastors is a really good friend of mine, and he's one of the first people that I worked for coming right out of college. And he's so good about giving a very clear gospel message that I asked him, I was like, Stan, hey, would you mind when you're here just doing a short 3-minute video on how to accept Christ into your life? And he did it, and let me tell you, it's awesome.
Cool.
And so if you go to the QR code in the back after the About the Author section, there's a QR code, and if you give this book to somebody who doesn't know Christ, they have an opportunity to kind of learn more about who he is and what a relationship with Yeshua can be all about.
Amen.
And so
that's cool, dude.
It's a really neat way to do it. I don't like doing it in the middle of a story, because when you're telling a story, you don't want to just go into, okay, I'm preaching now.
Sure.
Because your first job is to entertain when you tell a story.
As a fiction author.
As a fiction author.
Yes.
That's exactly right. And so I want Christians to be able to read this and not feel like they were preached to. And I want non-Christians to read this and definitely not feel like they were preached through. But I also want there to be hope and help them to understand, hey, you can know Yeshua in a personal way.
That's cool, man.
And that's and that's kind of what my heart is as a pastor and as an author. And and even on the coffee mugs, when I say my morning begins with Yeshua, I believe in giving God the first of everything, including my time.
That's good.
Hold on, wait a minute.
That putting God first in your life, that deserves a round of applause.
Well, not for me.
Not for you, but just
but for
Jesus.
Him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You didn't think this was for you, did you?
No, I hope not.
No.
But the reality is I want to give God the first
Come
of
on,
everything.
Man. Amen. And, absolutely.
And I've written other novels, but I wanted this to be the first one published.
Now, for people, we've already given away the free copies.
Yes, we have.
So, if you didn't call in to get a free copy.
We're so sorry.
Wait a minute. I got one more. If you didn't call in to get the free copy.
Oh, wow. That's even better.
It happens.
That's
but,
even better.
But there's good news.
There's good news.
There's good news. You can go to the website. What's your website?
My website is yeshuasthief.com, or you can go to readdison.com, and there's buttons there from pretty much every bookstore that's relevant. Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Ingram, all of those.
Okay.
And you can
order the book from the website.
You can order the book. It's also available as electronic ebook, so you can get it on your Kindle, you can get it on your Nook, you can get it on your Kobo, all of those things.
So for people listening, your website is
readdison.com.
That's readdison.com. addison.com. And they can order the book off of there?
They can.
Okay.
Definitely, you can pre-order it and get it where it comes out on Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
or you can wait till Tuesday, or you can download right now. You can download the ebook to your Kindle.
Well, guys, I am in the studio right now with R.E. Addison, the author of the brand new book, Yeshua's Thief, comes out this Tuesday. And we're talking a little bit about the backstory of, excuse me, who is Yeshua's Thief? So if you're just tuning in right now, Eric, can you tell the listeners who is Yeshua's Thief?
Well, Yeshua's Thief is the thief on the cross that was crucified next to Jesus. He has one moment in history, and we don't know a whole lot about him. But when I was thinking about him at one point, I realized he must have had a family. He must have had people that cared about him at some level. He also knew enough to know that he was a sinner and he needed savior.
That's good. Let's just back up for a second if you're listening. So Eric said something really cool here that, you know, the thief on the cross, if you don't know the story of the thief on the cross, there's Jesus and two other criminals on the cross.
Right.
And when one thief was mocking Jesus, the other thief said, "You fool, you know, we are guilty. We should be here, but this man has done nothing wrong." And so Eric pointed out a really good point, that that guy had to have some type of background, conviction.
Right.
Thank you. Conviction.
Yeah.
That this man
was the son of God.
Was the son of God.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Right. Is the son of God. And so that's interesting to put that in perspective. Mm-hmm. He had to have something inside of him in a lot of times, maybe that's a history and a family and stuff that
Absolutely.
Tied that into.
Yeah.
So very interesting.
Yeah, and in the book, he's a zealot. And if you know anything about history, the zealots were sort of the political activists of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to overthrow Rome. And the way that they would do it would be to steal stuff from their carts and do all kinds of stuff. That's all in the novel. And how that unfolds is there. And it's a fast-paced story. It's not a slow burn at all. So when you start reading it, it starts to move.
It's very good.
And
I've read it, and it's very good. And there's also a love story in there.
There is. And there's a love story, and like every good love story, it's not perfect. It's
sure.
not. It's not your typical Hallmark.
Can I get
love
an amen
story.
For that? Hold on.
You know. Yeah, so
romance is not perfect, people. Come on.
Absolutely not. And so it's really about a guy, Ezekiel, who is looking for this relationship with his father. And in that, it affects every relationship in his life.
Hmm.
It affects his relationship with his family. It affects his relationship with his then love interest, Rena.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it also affects her because she loves him, but she's trying to help him to really follow Yahweh. And he's starting to court the idea that maybe the Romans were right, and that it, and he starts to court the idea of a polytheistic
mm-hmm.
or a multiple gods mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that relates to
So he's being influenced by the
right.
prevalent culture of that
right.
day.
Right, he is. And so
this
the
is
way
what
that
happens to us, by the way.
It really does. And the way that relates to today is we're being, you know, I just was reading about, you know, Christian deconstructionism, where they're trying to deconstruct everything that we believe. And while I'm for anybody who's looking to solidify what they believe, I'm not for saying, you know what, I want to pick and choose what I believe
Correct.
Out of God's word. That's not, but we've all struggled with that, and we've all kind of had our doubts at times. And that's why I wanted Ezekiel to be as real as possible. And so when you see it through his perspective, you see a wounded man who's trying to make a name for himself, and he's very honorable in a lot of ways, and in a lot of ways, he's really, really struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's presented with a choice at the end of the book, and that leaves it there. So,
and I love this. I don't want to give away too much. I don't want to give away the ending of the book, but I love the tie-in of the Savior in there. And that's really cool the way you did it. And I love the artwork here that you have on this on the cover.
I wish I could take credit for it, but
right.
the publisher designed that, and they have
did they come up with this concept on their own?
Well, they came up with, you know, they took the story and they read it, and then they had about three or four different concepts, and we kind of merged two of them to make the final cover.
Gotcha. And so then, on this cover, we have you got the crown of thorns,
yeah,
and then you have this knife coming through it with these jewels. Now, you mentioned something about this knife and the jewels earlier. For the people just tuning in, what is the knife and the jewels all about?
Well, that's what he stole. It was a knife that was gilded in gold and has all kinds of jewels on it. It was meant to be as a gift for Pontius Pilate.
Wow.
And it, you know, at the beginning of his governorship. And so...
And that's so, deep, bro. You went deep on that one.
Yeah, so it starts off that way, and then that way when Ezekiel's about 15 years old, his dad gives him this gift, and he buries it. But, you know, a few years go by, and his dad is gone. He doesn't know where he is. He presumes him to be dead, and he digs it up, and he goes and sells it.
Interesting.
And so the knife has sort of a woven in all the way through the story. I actually had a friend of mine make that knife
and put it
into a shadow box with a crown of thorns that came from Israel.
Oh wow!
I was like the best gift ever.
That's
His name's
cool.
Dave Burton. He's just an amazing craftsman.
That's pretty
and,
cool.
And he did that. He presented that to me last weekend. I was so blown away by that.
Well, guys, the name of the book is Yeshua's Thief. We've given away 3 copies, 2 mugs. The author is R.E. Addison. You can check him out at readdison.com. That's R.E. Addison, A-D-D-I-S-O-N.com. Check him out, okay? Buy the book, pre-order the book.
Thank
and
you
hey,
so
you
much,
can
guys.
Book him for an event. Your yep. booking information is on your website,
yeah,
right?
It's there. It's just... Anywhere you see where you can email me, you can do it through that.
Well, Eric, it's been so good to have you on the show. Yeshua's Thief, I'm praying, honestly, God's blessing on it. I pray that you get a movie out of this, dude. You know,
well,
honestly.
As long as they do the movie well.
Right? Well,
so
you know.
So many movies that ruin a book.
Hey, we had a great movie company here, Trailblazers, you know, Conflicts Films. They're doing stuff good. I hope they pick it up and do
I sent
some
a copy to them. I don't know if they...
I'll follow up with you.
Not.
I'll follow up for you, brother.
All right. I appreciate that.
Yeah. No, I believe in the book. I believe in you. So, hey, guys, we're going to get back into the music. And thanks again, Eric, for coming in. The book is Yeshua's Thief.
Thank you very much. You're welcome,
brother. And it comes out November 2nd. Yeshua's Thief. Check it out. Make sure you buy it. God bless.
On and on. In the end, when it's gone, we go up and down like a roller coaster. Even though I'm crawling, I'm one step closer. Look high and low, in and out, now I found me a charm. Now I'm dealing with the highest, yo. Get on the mountain, sound the alarm like, whoop, yeah. This ain't the time to be bashful. You bout that life, you bout that Christ, man. I heard that more than a trash fool. I wanna see it more than I hear it. I wanna be it more than I hear it. You might not know when you near it, but all that hating, you better clear it. You better fear it. Yeah, like R-E-S-P-E-C-T, like Aretha, boy, it got meaning to me. I wanna be what I'm dreaming to be. Me and the homie got divine anointing, set right now for divine appointment. Giving every living like forgiving of my sinning, and I never ever wanna be a disappointment.
On and on, my life will go on. With you by my side, ain't no failing. Your love is greater than any love I can compare. This is a love I could never take for granted. On and on, my life will go on. With you by my side, ain't no failing. Your love is greater than any love I can compare. Made no mistake, every part of life you planned it.
Wonderful and faithful, that's why I'm so grateful. Some people so hateful, gullible, baitful. People be serving lies of deceit, and homie, you leave with a plateful. Oh man, it's disgraceful, downright distasteful. I just think they forgot the one reason that we're running this race for. The reason the devil will chase for. I gotta see his face, boy. I gotta clip my case, boy. I gotta keep running for the Lord, and there is no way I could wait, boy. Wait, boy.
On and on, my life will go on. You by my side ain't no failing. Your love is greater than any love I can compare. This is a love I could never take for granted. On and on, my life will go on. With you by my side ain't no failing. Your love is greater than any.
felon. Your love is greater than any love I can compare. Made no mistake, every part of life you planned it.
Yeah, I ain't count my problems, only count my blessings. Even when the life I got is getting stressing, I ain't even worried when it gets depressing. Never count your problems, only count your blessings. I don't count my problems, only count my blessings. Even when this life I got is getting stressing, I ain't even worried when it gets depressing. Never count your problems, only count your blessings, yeah. Lord, help me just be quick to listen, slow to speak. Stay down to earth just like a tire with the slowest leak. My heart is willing, plus I'm tired, plus I know I'm weak. So I desire a little extra fire when I go to speak. Turn the key and grab the wheel and then I roll the beat. I got the devil on my heels, Jesus broke his teeth. I got the hope and peace, man, I can go and sleep. So you can head to Arby's just right there if you wanna roast the beef. He died on Friday, but he rose in three. I'ma hit the highway, cause I know I'm free. I ain't do it my way, man, I know he leads. And I ain't stressing when I'm on my knees, because he knows my needs. Don't tell me I still got it when I never lost it. Been flipping phonics just right there since the tips were frosted. In the mix since 86 and I'm just getting started. And I ain't stressing all my problems, cause my God is awesome. Yeah, yeah. I ain't count my problems, only count my blessings. Even when the life I got is getting stressing, I ain't even worried when it gets depressing. Never count your problems, only count your blessings. I don't count my problems, only count my blessings. Even when this life I got is getting stressing, I ain't even worried when it gets depressing. Never count your problems, only count your blessings, yeah. Count my blessings, not my problems, that's the whole move. Until my life reflects the sun just like the whole moon. I'm on the run and trusting you through all I go through. And stay away from beef just like a vegan up in Whole Foods. If it falls apart, you're the one I hold to. Stay in the cut just like a needle in an old groove. I know that you're enough cause you're the one I go to. When life be hitting harder than these punches thrown from Goku. I got an old soul, yeah. I'm rocking new shoes, yeah. I got that soul glow, yeah. That's the new new, yeah. I drop a phone call, the only one I call to. And I pray your name is all up on the roll when he calls you. Ring. And this is all true, yep. I kept on changing, man. Like how I went from triple X pants to H&L. I lost the whole world now just to gain a friend. It's amazing when I'm seeing all.
Well, hey guys, this is J-Dub561. Again, say thank you to Eric Addison, R.E. Addison, for being on the show today. This is another show. It's another show, and we're signing off. I'm going to cry every single time I want to cry. But hey, I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Congratulations to all the winners who called in today, and we'll catch you next week on the J-Dub561 show, 89.9 FM, WCNO. God bless.
He did it, my sins are forgiven, he did it. He did it, he did it, he did it. My sins are forgiven, he did it. He did it, he did it, he did it. My sins are forgiven, he did it. He did it, he did it, he did it. I swear that he did it, I know that it's finished. He did it, he did it, he did it. My sins are forgiven, he did it. He did it, he did it, he did it. My sins are forgiven, he did it. He did it, he did it, he did it. My sins are forgiven, he did it. He did it, he did it, he did it. I swear that he did it, I know that it's finished. I made it out of everything. Know it's my God who reigns. I made it out of everything.